You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when you turn right, but you turn all the way.
Hensha, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad we're all here together. Oh, we are so grateful and thankful for every donor, every sponsor, every platform, every listener, every social media share, every guest, every expert, every prayer warrior, everyone who helps us to do what we do. And I want to take a moment and just say thank you. Thank you so much. We are so grateful to you and we're grateful for you. We are especially thankful to Empowered today. I don't know if you're familiar with Empowered, but Empowered has generously helped us with a micro grant. And this is our capstone project to talk about some of the ways that their teaching and learning activities and philosophies have helped us. So are you familiar with Empowered? It's a very, very helpful hub of resources. There's an activity library and it has more than 180 hands-on, ready-to-use lessons for your students. They have a community where you can find people who are also teaching and caring about learning. They have classroom strategies and even partnerships with other resources, professional development events, and actionable steps that help you become the teacher, the homeschooler, the micro schooler, the educator, the learner that you would like to be. And it's all free because of generous donors. And so as our capstone project, we decided to think about some of the philosophies and strategies that Empowered has taught us and taught our learners as well. And so one of the things I want to bring to us is the importance of partnerships and strategy. Empowered has taught us a great deal about using strategy in our homeschool and microschool experience and in our nonprofit as well. You know, so often I think, well, Empowered offers a free startup kit. And if you contact them at empoweredhub.org, you can get this kit and it has just amazing, amazing learning experiential approach tools. I mean, there's activity guides in there and foundational principles resources, and you can even kickstart your classroom market, which was very exciting to us. The idea that you could have hands-on learning, structural learning, and implement that in a homeschool and micro school. You know, it's really exciting to think about the foundational principles. It's really exciting to think about how we can bring these principles and infuse them into the curriculum that we're already using, and that we can help our students to develop some lifelong skills, like negotiation, resilience, flexibility. There are a lot of things we can think about in the abstract, but one thing Empowered showed us is how to put them into hands-on experiential learning. I mean, we could have lectures about the market, or we could play store, right? Pretend to have a store. and actually see how it works. We could have prizes and small auction items and learn about the dynamics of negotiation, wants and needs. Learning to speak and to make plans and to strategize. Or we could just have a worksheet about it and everybody forgets about it in a couple of weeks. And so what we found was experiential learning was an incredible move for our learners. Microschool learners and homeschool learners. We found out that experiential activities such as Empowered Offers were a shortcut almost. Like they learned more in less time with hands-on experiential learning and activities than they might have if we'd lectured or given them workbooks or said, you know, this is what we're going to do today, and it was dry. This was life and affirming and exciting and interesting. I think that we have a lot of opportunities in homeschooling and microschooling that other people don't have necessarily. And one of them is that we get to have hands-on learning. But we also get to have as much of this experiential learning as we want to. When I was in school, in grade school, we had a day where we made a store in the classroom. People brought in cans and play food and play money was given to us. And we all had a store, and some of us were storekeepers and some of us were farmers and some of us were consumers, and we moved the money around and all of that. But it was only one afternoon, one class period, really. We had all the prep for it, and then it was just one day. But it's a day I always remembered because I put into practice recognizing coins and currency. I put into practice understanding things like discounts and sales and value. I saw strategy. I saw negotiation and compromise. I saw all of those things in one lesson. And all these years later, it still sticks with me. That day, I remember market day. Well, in homeschool and microschool, as we learned for this capstone project today, this episode is our capstone project, more experiential learning, longer periods of it, are something that we can implement into our school sessions. We can have micro lessons as well as larger market days where we actually implement and put into practice the principles that we've learned. We can also have immediate opportunities for children and learners because of speak out cards that Empowered provides. And so our learners can actually do speak out cards and the foundational principles face off, even if they don't have their currency. And when they do have their currency, then they actually get to experience the market and what its boundaries are, its limits are, exploration of it is. This is very exciting. This is a wonderful opportunity. And there's something else that we learned, and I want to make sure I share with you. Character development is very important. I have the privilege, the honor of teaching social emotional learning for Bold and Bright Academy. And that's a micro school. And I love teaching SEL. But I realize that SEL is a course that sets the foundation for who our learners will be. Who will they become? Will they be honest people of integrity? Will they tell the truth? Will they walk uprightly? Will they be compassionate and kind, patient, understanding? Or will they be difficult and challenging people in other ways? And so the foundational principles that Empowered provides and introduces to learners build shared classroom language. They create a system of teamwork, which is tribal people is incredibly important. Some of our core tribal values are really reflected in this foundational principles that they share with us. Humility, respect, honor, generosity, kindness, patience, self-control, tolerance and cooperation and compromise. I think when we have experiential activities, we're able to introduce these important aspects of character development, even if we don't have a social emotional learning class or curriculum per se. I recommend that every homeschool and micro school have SEL. But if you don't already, Empowered offers these foundational principles which can help you with that. And so I really do want you to think about these ways to infuse character development with your learning objectives, right? You don't have to derail your curriculum or the standards or the state regulations or provincial or district platforms. You just infuse these values into your teaching every day in what you do. Your teaching wants and needs, for example. And you could just teach what a want is and what a need is. But here's an opportunity, you know, to let Empowered help you infuse character development into that. Wants and needs next to generosity and tolerance, compassion, kindness, charity, respect, honor. These are things that we can place in lessons that we already are teaching. Every subject can be infused with these character development principles. I feel as if the foundational principles face-off was especially helpful too, because it gave us a way to actually use these principles in the course of a school day. Now, Empowered also helped us to understand that we need to motivate and reward to maximize principled behaviors. I know, it seems like we're all doing that. Like, we all know we should do that. We know that praise is very important and rewarding them with a sense of accomplishment and recognition, you know, not vanity and pride, is very important to developing learners who like to learn, want to learn. Also, it seems like in many classrooms and even scholarly environments, negativity receives the most reinforcement, right? The child who disturbs the class or has a lot of problems and difficulties is more likely to be called on or called out or receive any kind of attention. And so some learners believe that negative attention is still attention, so they'll take it. Well, Empowered showed us how important it is to do the positive reinforcement and reward the behavior we want to see. You see, we're already doing that in our micro schools, in our classrooms, in our educational environments, and homeschools, but sometimes it's easy to forget. Sometimes it's easy to just focus on the negative and think, oh, okay, these children are acting up, or we're having a hard time with them right now, so I'll talk to them or stop the class and deal with their behavior. Well, this is saying that we must be mindful to also appreciate the behavior of students who are doing the behavior we want to see. So it helps us as educators to be mindful, first of all, of what that behavior even is. What behavior do we like and enjoy and hope to replicate? Should we praise and compliment students who are paying attention, or whose work reflects an effort? Should we think about students who are present and mindful and engaged? What about the actual values that we just talked about? Students that exhibit tolerance and cooperation and patience and kindness and self-control, those things should be praised. Why? First of all, Empowered would teach us so that other students can see them, right? When a student behaves in a way that we would prefer for them not to behave, everyone sees it. They also see that we respond to it, that that person gets specialized attention and personalized attention, and they have a situation where all eyes are on them. But that's not the behavior we want everyone else to replicate. And so Empowered reminds us to speak of the behavior, praise the behavior, but also magnify that behavior. That behavior is a behavior we want them to do, then we need to continue to encourage them to do it. So when we have principled behaviors, we can recognize them verbally. You know, you're doing a great job. Thank you so much for paying attention. Oh, thank you for listening while the other students were sharing with you. Thank you. Thank you for showing respect to your teacher and your peers. We can even create increased responsibility and even reduce some limits. Wow, you were really listening during story time, so you're welcome to leave your desk and move into the story corner to read. Or perhaps you were paying great attention to this lesson. Would you like to have a song and dance party for a few minutes? You know, there are things we can do that actually reward that behavior by saying, okay, boundaries and limits seem like they stop you, but you can reduce those boundaries and limits simply by cooperating, showing tolerance and growth in these principled areas. And as we increase the responsibility, we can lower some of the limits, right? We don't have to stand over their shoulder and make sure they're doing the work if they're doing the work. And if they are praised and recognized and somehow rewarded for doing the work, it seems that they'll be more likely to do what we want them to do in a good way, a principled way. Okay, another way that Empowered shows us that we can reward behavior is with new and more challenging assignments and projects. And as we implemented these principles, we saw that really quickly. We realized that some of the lessons that had the most resistance, maybe it was because people felt like they outgrew those, or they already knew those, or they were bored with those. Now, we always have to adhere to the state standards, the district requirements, the legal homeschool requirements, microschool requirements. But there are times, because we are homeschools and microschools, we can adjust. We don't have big boxes of textbooks and curricula that has been ordered and we all have to use it no matter what. We have the ability to pivot. And Empowered shows us that, because we can reward students who show principled behavior with more challenging assignments and projects or new things. Perhaps we weren't going to talk about dinosaurs, but now, because we've been so efficient in our learning, we have a couple of days that we can. Something new. Right? We can introduce student-led learning or student-driven projects, because everyone has used principal behavior and we want to reward that. Team rewards. Now, that is something I had not necessarily thought of, but Empowered introduced that concept of rewarding groups and teams for principal behavior. This group works so well together without quarreling or arguing. We will now reward you all. We will now show you that when you work in a teamwork or cooperative manner, we will endorse that and reward that. You know, there are some of us who like group projects and some of us who don't. But life is a group project. And we want this principled behavior not to just be when the teacher is looking, but in society as a whole. And so what we saw with the Empowered ideas and principles was that these were traits that would move through life with our learners. They would be able to then share them in their families, teach them to their children, move on to other learning environments like college and university and grad school. In a job, imagine having students that operated with principled interest grow up to enter the career field of their choice. Wouldn't it be wonderful then to work as a cohort or a team with students who believe this way? And so we saw that team rewards. And that's not a way that I had thought necessarily in homeschools and microschools that that would work. But the co-op model helps us with that as well. For you may only have one homeschool learner in your house, but if the other homeschool learners in the micro school or the co-op are all showing this behavior as well, you can reward the group, right? Small prizes or auction items, because everyone listened to each other so well when we got together for our live classes. Everyone was so respectful and took turns that we're going to have a treat today. And I know some people argue that you shouldn't praise children too much because you don't want them to do things for praise. You want them to do it for the love of learning. But let's be honest. Do you go to your job every day because you just love it there? I hope so. I love what I do, so yes. But also because they reward you for being there. They pay you and they give you benefits or whatever it may be that makes it beneficial for you to stay in that position at that company. And I don't think our learners are any different. I think that they do love learning, but they also need to be praised. They also need rewards. Because that is positive reinforcement. And there's so much negative reinforcement already available in life, right? You can look any which way and find reasons to have negativity. But when we intentionally, that's what Empowered taught me, intentionally, even when we incentivize principled behavior, we're being intentional about it instead of just leaving it up to chance. Well, they're a good person. They know. Do they though? Because sometimes even when they know, they need to know what the proper expression of principled behavior is. You know, in a corporate office, it might not be appropriate to run up and give somebody a hug when they do a really good job. And so they need to learn how to offer verbal recognition or rewards. We may not have a pizza party for everyone who does something in every class at college, but we can understand that these are values and principles that we should implement into our lives, even if there is no tangible reward at the time, because the rewards as we move through life become bigger and more important, right? Like having a career, having a family, having a home, having the life you want, the lifestyle that you want. A lot of it is contingent on this kind of principled behavior. And so we learned that and we saw it implemented. As we implemented these principles, we saw the results. And then, of course, creating a classroom marketplace. That's something that Empowered offers, the currency and a kit and all of that to create a marketplace and actually earn Empowered currency when they demonstrate these foundational principles. When they participate in class or give their opinion in a positive and uplifting way in a discussion. Or what became really amazing to us is how quickly the learners wanted to compliment other learners. That was very kind. You were very respectful. And of course, we're dealing with early learners. And so early learners, oh, they catch on very fast, but they also want to share what they know, and they're looking forward to doing that. So when students show responsibility, like being on time, being ready and prepared, for listening, for being compassionate and kind and respectful, generosity, you know, those are things we can reward, and they get currency for that Empowered marketplace. Which is an interesting idea, right? Because a lot of us just think, oh, well, they should act this way because it's the right way to act. It is. But motivation and inspiration are a big part of this as well. And motivation, motivo, from the Latin, is literally moving you towards something, moving you into movement. And so it may take motivation, but motivation is always external. Inspiration, inspiro. To breathe life into is still external. So even for adults, even for people who are finished on their actual official learning journey with a homeschool or microschool, we need motivation. What's the motivation to get up and go to work on a rainy day? Paychecks, money. Yes, you love what you do, but you could do it for as a volunteer and not have to get up today, right? And then inspiration. What breathes life into you, gives you energy and strength to do what you're supposed to be doing. And so this is an interesting way of looking at inspiring our young people to have these foundational principles and beliefs. I mean, it's something that maybe I wouldn't have thought of on my own, and I don't think any of our staff at our nonprofit would have either. And so it was wonderful to actually have this introduced to us as something that we could try. And every student is motivated differently or inspired differently. You have students that are inspired because they love what they're doing, but then what happens when they don't? They want to read 25 books because they love to read, and then you say it's math time, and they're like, oh. Right? Maybe mom and dad said, you have to learn this, you have to do this. And that works at a certain age. But then what happens when you're in the teenage years? What happens when mom and dad are not at work to motivate you? And that's why this was such an interesting learning experience for us, because it was outside our tribal and indigenous confines. Like, it was not familiar to us. And so as we looked at the materials, as we learned the foundational principles, we agreed with those principles, we saw those in our culture as well. But we had to actually think about it and implement it in a different way. And so for this capstone project, to actually have a conversation about this and to think about this, our takeaway is very unique. We see these values and we align them with our tribal indigenous values. And where they align, we implement them. And then we reward. Now, for us, probably the verbal recognition and the new experiences and the more responsibility and the elasticity of some limits and boundaries was probably the most familiar and comfortable to use. But the empowered currency taught us a different tool. And what we all decided is those are tools that really help in difficult spaces. When you have a resistant learner, or you have a subject that is harder to teach or harder to learn. And that's a perception issue, right? There's really no innately harder subject, but for different learners at different levels, different subjects are harder than others. And so we also could reward students for any principled behavior that we want to see more of, that we want them to repeat. And this was a really important moment in our learning with this program, because that's the goal. See, character is just a habit continued. We can't have lightning strikes when it comes to character, can we? So we can't say, okay, one day, a Tuesday at 3 p.m. in February, a student told the truth. No, we want them to be honest and people of upright integrity every day. And so consistency becomes really important. Consistency becomes a goal, because consistency is character. If someone's only nice and kind, right? We all know the story of Scrooge, right? He's a horrible boss. He mistreats people. And then he's visited by ghosts on Christmas Eve. And he changes on Christmas Day. Well, if he's only nice on Christmas Day, there's no benefit in that. We need people who are consistently tolerant and consistently cooperative. And consistency is the power. And I think in our culture today, the dominant mainstream culture, we don't hear enough about faithfulness. I mean, my granddaddy used to say, if your faith don't work, try faithfulness. Because a lot of success is just showing up. But the other part of success is how you show up. And that's where empowered and these ideas and principles really became part of a growth mindset for us. That yes, we want you to come to work every day, but we also want you to come with good character. We also want you to come being diligent and responsible and accountable, right? And so the empowered strategy is really interesting, because what it's working on is creating a growth mindset and linking that to an entrepreneurial mindset, which is about our learners' futures. How will they sustain themselves and their lifestyle in the future? They'll take these principles and these values into the marketplace. And so what we want to do when we educate students is help them to develop their gifts and talents, but to find meaning and purpose for those gifts and talents. For example, if you have a beautiful singing voice and you never use it, then you might as well not have a beautiful singing voice. And so we want to take the gifts, the talents, the attributes, the traits positively instilled and created in each learner and help them to bring those into the marketplace, into academic environments, into their home and family and social life. And this is a great way to introduce that, I think, because it causes a different mindset. instead of thinking of they have to learn these lessons, which they do, because we're going to adhere to the laws and the standards and the rules and the regulations. We're going to do that. We now think we want them to learn these things and the principled behaviors and the mindsets that go with them. And that's what Empowered introduces to us. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have more of our Capstone Project and what we learned from Empowered.
To come and save her, better believe they get on their knees and pray hard, they pray hard, and never look back. What's the world forgave you?
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcasts for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage, scroll down to Featured Podcast, click on Play, or click on Subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come, another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans, who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds. Can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
What do you think you're doing, Kevin?
I was just going to drive home.
There are several warning signs present that you shouldn't be driving.
Like hearing voices?
Like your text to emoji ratio?
Oh, man, the selfies.
Selfie nailed it.
We all have warning signs that let us know that we're probably not okay to drive. Mine is pretending to be your subconscious.
Craig, come on, man, let's put a ride home.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Silent, to come and save her. Better believe it, get on your knees and pray all, then pray all, and never look back once the world forgave you.
Wow. We're having a wonderful time sharing our Capstone Project with you because of the Empowered Micro Grant. We're very grateful and very thankful. And Empowered has some resources that I want to take a moment and share with you, because if you're homeschooling or you're part of a micro school or you're an educator of any kind, even if you need to do these things in your job, right? In your career, in your own personal environment, that where you're working and you're learning and you're growing too, we want you to know them. Because I feel like these are not just for adults. These are not just for children. These are not just for children, young children, early learners. These are not just for teenagers or preteens or tweens. These are for people who learn and people who educate. So I want to read this to you from Empowered themselves, because it was really interesting to me. I don't know that I had thought about the growth mindset in a way that actually delineated it into strata. Responses based on mindset. The purpose of education is to help every student discover their innate abilities, develop those abilities into valued skills, and apply those skills to create value for themselves and others. A growth mindset is a critical piece on this journey of becoming the best you can be for the good of others. So, for example, you have something like challenges. Fixed mindset says, I avoid challenges. Just try to stay clear. A growth mindset says, I embrace challenges. An entrepreneurial mindset says, I initiate collaboration that creates shared value. Wow. I mean, that's really powerful. And, you know, we all know that innately, especially as tribal people. But to see it right there, clearly delineated, is powerful. A word like obstacles. Many people think about obstacles, something in the way, a hindrance, a delay. And a fixed mindset said, I give up easily. I run into an obstacle, oh, I just quit. Now, don't get me wrong. There are times when I believe that you have to surrender things. I do. I don't think quit is the right word, but I think there are times when you realize in your homeschool or micro school, perhaps you had your heart set on a certain curriculum and it's just not working for your learners. And then you have to be willing to say, all right, I surrender that curriculum and I'll find one that's more in line with my learners' gifts and talents, skills and abilities. And see, in this mindset that Empowered is teaching us, you're no longer thinking of that as a failure. You're not thinking of it as, wow, we had to give up on that. Or, oh, we had to let that go because it just didn't work. Or we couldn't make it work. Or we couldn't handle it. No, you think of it as it was not as aligned with our learners' mindsets and goals and abilities and talents. And so we sought until we find something that is. See the difference? Yeah, it's a much better difference. And so let's look at this. I give up easily is the fixed mindset. Growth says I persevere. And then entrepreneurial says I create and innovate where I see opportunities. That's a real power shift. If you see obstacles as opportunities, you might start your own business. If you see obstacles as opportunities, you might delve into an area of learning that you weren't going to do before. And Empowered is kind of helping us to make shifts that help a growth mindset, an entrepreneurial mindset, appear in the academic environments that we already have. See, we don't have to start all over. We don't have to burn it down. We just have to start adding and supplementing, infusing our curriculum, infusing our homeschool and our micro school with these ideas as far as they align with us, to see some of this growth and even entrepreneurial mindset. Effort. Oh, wow. I mean, how many of us as educators, homeschool parents, caregivers, teachers have seen a challenge with effort? Somebody's really excited about reading until the books get a little harder. Or they'll try the math problem and then, oh, I quit. This is too hard. Well, a fixed mindset says I am apathetic and it is pointless. A growth mindset says I grow from this experience. Making the effort is growth. And then entrepreneurial says I am confident in risk. Failure leads to success. And that was some really expansive teaching. I mean, empowered, that was something that we learned as we integrated empowered into what we were doing. We had to grow past a few things too, right? It's sometimes we need to know when to be conservative and moderate, and maybe then we need to know when to be a little more entrepreneurial. Risk assessment and risk management, it gives us a chance to teach that kind of critical thinking just in simple lessons that we're already doing, right? We don't have to have a class on risk management. We just have to start adding it. And here is criticism. Well, teachers, parents, homeschool families know a lot about this because you are the teacher and the parent. You are the teacher and the caregiver. And so you can't be too harsh and hard. And yet you have to be truthful and honest if you want your child to learn. I ignore useful feedback is a fixed mindset. Growth says I am inspired by criticism. I learn from criticism. And then the entrepreneurial mindset says constructive feedback helps me improve my pursuits. Now, that shift was really powerful for us. That way of thinking helped us see things as no longer a value judgment. You didn't get all the answers right on the quiz. That's not a failure. See, old school academics would say, you failed the test. Did you though? Because did you learn anything as you were doing these problems? Did you discover some things that you need to work on? Did you change an attitude or a mindset? Now you don't want to fail any more tests. You want to prepare and succeed. And so instead of saying some things are bad and some things are good and some things are right and some things are wrong, we definitely do have things in society and in life that are right and wrong. Absolutely. But so often in our homeschool, it's just the way it is. And when we learn to think like this, as Empowered has demonstrated, then we may do different things. We may choose differently. We may solve problems differently. I feel threatened by the success of others as a fixed mindset because it's scarcity and competition. We can all get A's if we all study and work hard. We can all do well in this class if we work as a team and form a study group, help one another. Cooperation as opposed to competition. But growth mindset says, I am inspired by the example when I see the success of others. And that's something the empowered currency showed us. You know, people wanted to get it for themselves. They weren't jealous because someone else had it. They were then trying to behave in ways that would reap some empowered currency for themselves. I know the market isn't a fixed pie in competition. Is a positive market force. Wow. So the success of others should be motivational, right? We talked about externals. Seeing others succeed means you can too. It doesn't mean they succeed and you don't get to. It means you can. Your teacher will give an A to everybody who gets a 90 or above. So if you get a 90 and your best friend gets 92, guess what you both get? This is a very interesting way of looking at learning. I lack hope for my future is a fixed mindset. And yet, when we start talking about tribal communities and minority communities or communities that are marginalized in some way, as educators, we absolutely have to address that. And we absolutely owe it to our learners to equip them against that feeling. Because that feeling is not because of them. That feeling is because of very real circumstances in the past, present, and maybe in the future. Right? And so it's legitimate for them to have fears that perhaps they don't have hope for their future. And that's where we come in. How do we let them know? Absolutely. You have hope. You have a future and a hope. You have an expected end. Great things are in your future. Plans of peace and not evil. Well, Empowered would teach us that I believe everyone has gifts that can create value for ourselves with experience. Those are outcomes. So in other words, you know, you have gifts and talents in you that with experience can create value for ourselves, our families, and society. That's the growth and entrepreneurial mindset. And when you think that way, then you do have hope. As opposed to saying, I don't see where I can fit in this fast-paced, competitive society in which I might be marginalized from birth, even. You say, you know, I can understand why you feel that way, and you can display empathy towards it without nurturing a victim mentality. You're absolutely right. It does seem really challenging to do these things when you're from this location or you have this background or perhaps you have a differently abled body. But let's look at how your unique gifts and talents can place you in society to help others, to be encouraging and uplifting, to do great things that your unique talents and gifts have prepared you to do. Find your call, find your purpose, find your destiny. That's how we influence the outcomes. And so just by going through that was just one of the many activities and strategies that they absolutely provide. But I wanted you to see that one up close because it's one that you can really, really implement quickly, but also consistently and constantly in every area that you teach. And then when you shift your mindset, well, your educational journey becomes individualized. Because everyone in the journey understands their purpose and their opportunity and their obligation to create success, whatever that means in your particular context, for themselves and their community. I really learned a lot myself through Empowered, and I'm grateful for the micro grant and the opportunity to do this capstone project and present it to you here, because I learned things that I didn't know, and I know the rest of our nonprofit did too. And we were able to share some of these with our homeschool community and micro school community. Because even the idea to motivate through markets is not one that necessarily I would have had internally, right? As an Indigenous person, I think tribally first. And so the market is not something I often think about at all. And yet Empowered gave me the market as a tool, right? Another tool in the toolbox to teach learners and motivate learners and inspire them. And it's important that we do because the growth mindset does matter. It really does. And we need to shift our classroom, but also our teachers, our educators, our thinking, you know, instead of thinking about scarcity and zero-sum thinking, we have to think about the fact that society can grow and it can be a win-win situation. And our students can grow. See, when we take their individual experiences and we take who they are, who they truly are, what are their gifts, what are their talents, what is their call, what is their purpose, what is their destiny, then our students grow. And then most importantly, I would say the absolute most important thing about participating and Empowered in this way is how educators can grow. I can grow. See, so many of us, we get our diploma, we get our master's degree, a doctorate, and then we were like, well, we've learned, we know, and yet this is a chance for us to stretch, to grow, to look for spaces and places where maybe we haven't grown. Maybe we need to grow. Maybe we look at this and say, I don't want this. This is not the life or the ideas or the principles that I want. I mean, I can't imagine that, but you know, it's still an opportunity to think and to grow. And so when we have a growth mindset as educators, whether we're homeschool educators, micro school educators, co-op leaders and teachers, we change the lives of our students who learn from us. Instead of them thinking, okay, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to solve problems or answer questions, and nobody else does either, or they do and I don't. We shift to a growth mindset and maybe even an entrepreneurial mindset. And that's what we saw.
that teamwork was no longer about, I'm going to try to compete with you and get the best grades. It was more like, let's all get a great grade by working together. And that is tribal. That is collaborative. That is something that we all are able to do and we all must do in Indigenous cultures, right? The whole reason we're a tribe is because we understood that you couldn't survive on your own. You couldn't do anything by yourself. You had to figure out how to work with other people, how to make it work. Right? Well, I mean, in our current modern society, there are a lot of things coming at us. And equipping people with principled behavior to team up and cooperate and think and strategize with other people of principled behavior is a real great takeaway from Empowered and from this experience that we had. And so it changes your classroom strategy. We don't have classrooms in homeschools, but it changes it from learn it and check the box to actually learn and implement, you know, learn it and also have the principled behavior that goes with it. And that brings us into co-ops and micro schools with a different attitude and a different strategy. And so it's a wonderful way of just bringing some of these values and principles and ideas into educators' minds and into our thinking. And then we can help our students, our learners, to understand these principles and implement them into their character, into their educational experience. You know, this is really wonderful. Anytime you have resources, anytime you have help, it changes your whole strategy, you know. But the very most important thing I learned from this project was this: to highlight the gifts of our students. You know, we're looking for behavior problems. We're looking for weaknesses because the culture, the dominant culture, teaches us that. So when somebody acts out or has a meltdown or a tantrum, we recognize that right away and we deal with it. But one thing Empowered taught us is to be mindful of when we see strengths, but actively be looking for them. Observe. When you see your learner displaying a gift or a talent, immediately recognize it. Watch as they interface with the lessons and the curricula to see what they will do that is clever or thoughtful or kind or generous or respectful or honorable. I mean, actively look for the good, for the strengths. And that was a really powerful thing. I think, especially in marginalized communities, we must always remember to do that. And then celebrate individual and collective achievements. I think that is so important. I mean, rather than just speed past it, oh, good, they passed that unit, we can move on. Celebrate that. Integrate their gifts and talents into their learning activities. That's really powerful, especially in homeschooling, right? Because you could look at a curriculum and just do the activities that are listed there, or you could actually add and supplement with things that reflect the talent of your particular learner. And then to build reflection and goal setting practices. I really think it's a necessity now. We're not going to be able to survive and thrive in the modern era without that. You're going to have to be able to reflect and set goals. Right? What are your strengths? How are you using those strengths? How are you honing those strengths? How are you gifting those strengths to your community? Right? I mean, if you don't reflect, then you will not be able to recognize principled behavior and unprincipled behavior. You'll just be reacting. You'll just be doing things. But when you say, I'm going to keep a journal, or I'm going to have a diary, or I'm going to have a meditative practice or a prayer practice, or I'm going to sit quietly and think every day about my behavior and how it lines up with these principled behavior goals. And Empowered offers you those principles, but you can absolutely add your own, which is what we did. We took the 7 sacred values that are tribal and the Empowered principles, foundational principles, and we introduced those and talked about those and taught those. And we saw really amazing results too, because out of reflection comes goals, right? You had this project. How did you contribute to the team that worked on it? What did you do? What would you do differently? Which of the principal behaviors is a strength for you? Which one do you need to work on? What are your gifts and talents? Take inventory of those. And that's where gratitude and thankfulness come in. And that's absolutely a tribal practice. So you have to have gratitude. Gratitude is the only attitude worth having. Because otherwise you get vanity and pride. If we magnify strengths and we magnify gifts and talents without humility, then we get people who are obnoxious. And so we're saying these gifts and talents didn't come from you. That's why we call them gifts. You're born with them. They were placed in you. Now, talent, yes, you can hone that. You can work on that. You can learn more. You can improve. But gifts are just that, gifts. If you open your mouth and have a beautiful singing voice, that's a gift. And that should keep us walking in humility. If you work on it with lessons and practices, then yes, you're very talented. But even then, that should keep us humble. And so this is a great chance, I think, to build character, to build people who are an asset to the workplace, yes, but also to their families, to their communities, to their tribes and nations and societies. And again, we cast all of this in an indigenous light, right? We can't take things apart from who we are culturally and how we identify. But we did learn a lot from this program and are very grateful to have the micro grant. We are applying for it again because we would like to try some more immersive versions of this and to move forward with more and more intensive applications of these principles and these strategies and these activities as well. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Empowered. We appreciate your foundational principles. We are very grateful for your help. And I want to make sure that we review those sound principles so that all of us can apply them in our microschooling and homeschooling and educational environments. Sound judgment, freedom, opportunity, passion, integrity, responsibility, knowledge, win-win, focus. Isn't that exciting? Yes. And then from a tribal mindset, we did add the seven sacred values, you know, humility and generosity, honesty. I mean, we want all of these things to be built into our learners so they don't have to ask themselves questions about character. They just exhibit good character and critical thinking as well. So again, thank you for listening. Thank you, Empowered. We appreciate the opportunity to create this capstone project and to share it. This podcast episode is our capstone project where we share our outcomes and our views because most of it was transformational leadership. That was our basic outcome of all of this. We saw people of good character who can lead, who can be an asset to every workplace, every community, every family, society, tribe, and nation. And that is being empowered. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you so much to our platform, to everyone who makes this program possible. And thank you very much, Empowered.
And save her, let her believe it, get on her knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave you. And save her, let her believe it, get on her knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave
you. got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.